Davy McLaughlin, looking forward to tomorrow's Donegal Showcase County Ladies Final Tournament, the All-Ireland Champions versus, I suppose, one of their biggest challengers in recent years here in Donegal is Glenfenn. We look forward to that. But first of all, we can't talk to Davy McLaughlin without discussing your decision and your reason and stepping down as Donegal senior football manager after a successful season. Came as quite a surprise and maybe a shock to some this week.
Well, look, Tom, I took the role in the middle of 2014 and had asked for the role to the end of 2015, and I suppose I wasn't looking beyond that and never intended to look beyond that. I suppose we'd see how we get on. Look, I enjoyed it thoroughly, Tom, and look, the girls responded and I suppose in kind, and but the value of it is, Tom, you know, the time involved now, and in my opinion anyway, and in ladies football and senior inter-county football, just I couldn't commit to that time this year. I would have loved to have another year at it, to be honest, but the time just didn't permit it, Tom, to be honest, you know.
It must have been hard to walk away after winning a first Ulster and, you know, with such a strong squad. Obviously, the next step up was to challenge for maybe the elusive All-Ireland.
Yeah, look, I think that the squad is certainly in a much better place than it was this time last year. You know, maybe a bit of disappointment in not getting out of Division 2, but I think that will happen this year. They're certainly good enough to retain Ulster. I certainly believe that. And, you know, with a fair one, who knows where they could end up, you know, next year. If you manage to avoid Cork and Galway, you know, somewhere in the qualifiers, that's the trick as far as I would see it, you know, because I certainly would have viewed they would be a notch above everybody else now.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on to tomorrow and the final tournament, the champions, as we said, they're going for, what, 4 or 5 in a row, and also the reigning All-Ireland champions going in against Glenfenn.
Yeah, look, I think they're going for 4 in a row. I think Glenfenn won it back in 2011 and went to an Ulster final, and of course Termon have won it since and finally achieved, I suppose, the Holy Grail last year. So, look, everything's in the line for Termon tomorrow. You mean, it's a big trapdoor for them tomorrow between County, Ulster and indeed All-Ireland. There's no way back after tomorrow.
Yeah, and is it a trapdoor? Most people see them as highly fancied.
Yeah, look, I think it's hard to look past them, to be honest, but I suppose the reality of it is they haven't really been tested this year. I mean, they missed a couple of league games that weren't played, and their semi-final, you know, was a bit of a walkover, to be honest, you know. Glenfenn, on the other hand, I suppose, had 2 really tough games against Mavill and needed extra time in the second game to get over it, and I think that'll stand them in good stead now, to be fair.
Yeah, and of course, I suppose the big difference between this time last year and this year is that Yvonne McMonigal is back as well.
Yeah, Yvonne's back, and that's a huge plus, obviously. Gráinne Houston is now back on board. And of course, Karen Guthrie, who had been out most of the season, will be back and available, and would have missed that Gaeltacht final back in when was that? Probably
May, June, wasn't it? June.
Yeah, back in June. So look, you know, that's 3 big players they have back again now, to be fair.
Yeah. And talk to me about Termon. Much the same team, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I mean, I suppose Termon have had the same team pretty much now over the last, I suppose, maybe 4 or 5 years. I mean, maybe even longer than that, to be honest, you know. Look, they're strong all over. Most people would know that team inside out at this stage. And, you know, from the back out, you have Laura Gallagher and you have Emma Gallagher, and you've got the McLaughlin sister, Geraldine and Nicole, and you have the McCafferty's. And, of course, when you go up front then, you know, you have Geraldine, and, of course, you've got Mo, who's always good for a score or 2, Mo O'Donnell, you know, in any game.
Yeah. We talked about Glenfenn and obviously the influence that Yvonne McMonigal is going to have. Probably one of the top lady Gaelic footballers in the country. I think, you know, I think nobody would disagree with that. And Gráinne Houston as well. And of course, they've Cathy Hearn and they've got Karen Guthrie. But there's quite a lot of young players coming through as well, I've noticed.
They would seem to be in that sort of transition period, maybe of what other teams were maybe 2 or 3 years ago, you know. So I mean, Diane Toner would have been the mainstay in that team going back, but she's obviously gone now, and she's married and has a family. And Mary Hearn is now working abroad, you know. So there'd have been 2 players who would have been very strong going back 2 or 3 years ago. But look, they've a young team coming through there now. Anne-Marie Logue there, you know, I think she's about 20 years of age. She's an excellent back. We'd have been keen to have her on board this year, but because of her study commitment, she couldn't commit, you know. And you have Gemma Glacken and Karen Ward, all girls that have played underage football, you know, and good footballers in their own right, and were part of the under-21 setup this year. So, yeah, look, they have young blood coming through there as well now. So, yeah, I think, you know, things would be very positive for Glenfenn for the future.
And how do you see it going tomorrow?
Well, you touched on it there, Tom. I suppose two things. You probably, in my opinion, you have probably two of the best three forwards in the country in show tomorrow, one on either side, Geraldine and Yvonne. I know the last day out in that Celtic final, Terman won it, you know, reasonably handy in the end-up. I think it was 3-12 to 2-5. Yvonne picked up all the scores that day for Glenfinn, so that's not a good sign. They need to get some more scores from elsewhere. Equally so, Geraldine would always contribute a big chunk of the scores on the Terman side, and she's for goal. So, look, it's hard to look past Terman, but I think if Glenfinn can limit the damage that Geraldine will do, and certainly not allow her to get goals, well, look, they give themselves a chance, but I think now it'll be difficult to look past Terman, to be honest now.